This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Mesach Taksubais, Daf Samach Amud Beis. We begin a few lines from the bottom, four lines from the bottom. We're going to begin two lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. On Samach Amud Aleph. Meinekes Shemes Bala. A woman who's nursing. And her husband died. B'soich Esrim Arba Chodesh. Within 24 months. So she's still nursing. So the issue is, if she's going to get remarried, there's a phenomenon that the blood, the milk will get cloudy. Chalav Ne'ekar. The milk will get cloudy. Now, can a woman really get pregnant while she's nursing exclusively? You know, I guess in the ideal world today, not really. Back in the day, yeah. So, harezu lo tisarzu lo tinasi. Not only could she not do nisuin, she can't do erisin. Ad esrim abra chodesh. She has to wait 24 months to nurse the child because she might become pregnant. She's going to have to wean the child. And this new husband is not interested in supporting the kid. It's not his kid. And he's not going to pay for the eggs and the milk that the kid needs. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shmoyna asar chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, after 18 months you could get remarried. Amar Rabbi Nosson bar Yosef. Rabbi Nosson bar Yosef said, Hein hein divrei Beis Shammai. These are the very words of Beis Shammai. The Shita Rav Meir of 24 months is the Shita Beis Shammai. Hein hein divrei Beis Hillel. The Shita Rabbi Yehuda of 18 months is the very Shita of Beis Hillel. She Beis Shammai yomim esrim arba chodesh. Beis Shammai says 24 months. Beis Hillel says 18 months. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Ani achria. I'm going to explain these respective opinions. L'divrei ha'omer esrim v'arba chodesh. According to the opinion that a child needs to nurse for 24 months, mutar sinas esrim echad chodesh. You could get married after 21 months of nursing. Because it will take her 3 months after she gets pregnant for the milk to be effective. L'divrei omer b'shmoyna asar chodesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says 18 months. Then mutar sinasa b'chamisha asar chodesh, she's allowed to get married after 15 months. Why? L'fi she'in ha'cholav ne'ekar el achar shloshe chodesh. The milk only gets cloudy after 3 months. Amar Ula halachak Rabbi Yehuda. Ula said halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Hence, that you're allowed to get married after 15 months, because really Rabbi Yehuda holds 18 months. And you're allowed to get married 3 months before that. V'yamar Marukva. Marukva said, Li hita Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina allowed me, Laseis la'achar chamisha asar chodesh, to get married after 15 months. Fine. Story. The story goes like this. Arisei de Abaye, Asala Kame de Abaye. The sharecropper of Abaye came before Abaye. Amar Lehi says to Abaye, Mahuli Aris v'chamisha asar chodesh, could I get married after 15 months? Amar Lehi, so he said to him, Abaye said to the sharecropper, yeah, there are many reasons you're allowed to get married after 15 months. Chada d'ramei of Rabbi Yehuda halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Number one, when you have machlekes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Void, and furthermore, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, halacha ke Beis Hillel. When there's a machlekes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel says 18 months. And therefore, you'll have to get married 3 months before that. V'amar Ula halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. And Ula said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. So first of all, in general, there's a klal. Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Number two, machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, halachas like Beis Hillel. Number three, Ula said halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Number four, va'amar Marukva li hita Rabbi Chanina laseis la'achar chamisha asar chodesh. Marukva allowed me to get married after 15 months. Kol shekein da'at la'ares. Certainly, you don't want to do nisuin, you want to do erusin. The only reason you can't do erusin is lest you come to do nisuin. So you certainly should be allowed to do erusin. So this is the psak of Abaye based on the following, the above mentioned four considerations. That bottom line is, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, we hold like Beis Hillel 18 months, and you're allowed to get married 3 months before that. Kiyasala kamed Rav Yosef. When he came before Rav Yosef, who came before Rav Yosef? When Abaye came before Rabbi Yosef, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Tzrich Lamden, Esen Rabba Chodesh. Rav and Shmuel both said you have to wait 24 months, Chutz Miyam Shana Albay, besides the day the kid was born, Chutz Miyam Shana Sar Sabay, and besides the day the kid, and besides the day you did Erisin. So Abaye got it wrong. Rabbi Yosef told him off. Rabbi Yosef says the halacha is not 15 months. You got to wait 24 months besides the day of birth and besides the day of Erisin. So Rohat Basrei Tchlosa Parsi. Abaye ran after the sharecropper three parsa. V'amri lay and some say v'amri la parsa v'chala. One parsa in sand. V'lay adarke. And he couldn't catch up with him. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Hai milsa de Amar Abanan. Now I understand this matter that the rabbi said, Afilu biasa bekutcha, even an egg in kutach, which is a simple shaila, an egg, eating it in cheese. Of course you could eat an egg and cheese. I mean, if you couldn't eat an egg and cheese, what is Dunkin' Donuts supposed to serve? I mean, egg and cheese is like, you know, it's become the traditional Jewish food. There are matzo balls, there's gefilte fish, and there's egg and cheese. So even the shaila, as simple as an egg and cheese, loy lishri inish b'makam rabbi, a person should not permit in the place of his rabbi. If you have a rabbi in the city, don't answer a shaila. If somebody asks you, you know, what time is candle lighting, don't even paskin on that. Now, you'll say, oh, why? Because it's not respectful? No. Not because it looks like hefkeros, like disrespect. You won't have siyata d'shmaya even to say it correctly. Why? Says Abaye, I knew what Rav and Shmuel said. And I still did not have the siyata d'shmaya to say it properly in the place of my Rebbe, I guess Rabbi Yosef. What's the reason you need to wait if a woman is nursing before she gets remarried? Because she might conceive and she'll have to wean the child. Well, what if she already weaned the child? Tan Rabbanan, Nosna Bina Lameinekes, what if she gave her son to a wet nurse, Ay Gemaltai, or she weaned him, Ay Mace, or the kid died, Sumitarasli Nasamiyad, you can get married right away. The whole reason you're not allowed to get married, it's going to affect the kid's milk, but what if the kid doesn't need milk? Because you gave the kid to a wet nurse, or you weaned the kid, or the kid died. Rav Papa Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua Savar Lamevet Uvdi Kiha Masnisa. Rav Papa Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, wanted a paskin, a shaila, like this brisa. Namely, that where the reason doesn't apply, you should be able to get married right away. Amr Luhu Hahisa Basa, so a certain old lady told him, Bedidi Hava Uvda, the story happened with me, Va'asar Li Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not allow me to get married. The Gemara asks, "Eini, is that so? It's not true." Of Rav Nachman, Sharlu lebei Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman allowed the house of the exilarch, who gave the child to a wet nurse, to get married right away. Says the Gemara, "Shani bei Reish Galusa lehader b'hu." The house of the exilarch is different because they're not going to retract. The people were afraid of the exilarch, so if a woman took responsibility to nurse the kid of the exilarch, she ain't backing out. But anybody else, just because they gave a kid to a wet nurse, maybe the wet nurse is going to say, you know, I'm sick today. You know, like cleaning ladies, they get sick conveniently whenever they don't want to come. So the wet nurse is going to say, You know, she doesn't want to do the job. So you can't rely on the fact, oh, the only reason now to get remarried if you're nursing is because it's going to affect the child. What do you mean? I gave the kid to a wet nurse. Yeah, but you never know. They could back out. They could renege. Amar hu Rav Papi. Rav Papi said to them, to Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yehoshua, who wanted to follow the Braisa and allow a woman who is nursing, who gave the child to a wet nurse, to get married right away. Amar hu Rav Papi, va'atun loy tizra meha d'tanya? Is that the only thing you were concerned with? Were you only concerned with the fact, with the Ahisa Basa, that Rav Nachman said, you're not allowed to? Otherwise, you would have allowed the woman to get married right away. But what about the general idea that when the Chachamim make a Gezeira, even if the reason doesn't apply, the Gezeira still stands? Isn't that a well-known idea? If the rabbis ask her something, even in a situation where the reason should not apply, the Gezeira still stands. Amar lo Rav Papi, va'atun loy tizbarua meha d'tanya? You weren't concerned for the following braisa. Harei shoyzu redufa leilech lebeis aviyah. We all know, Rabbi Sai, that if a woman's husband dies, she can't get married right away. She has to wait 3 months of havchana, because maybe she's pregnant, and we need to know who the father is. Well, what if we know she's not pregnant? Because we know this woman hung out by her mother every single night, so she ain't pregnant. She didn't live with the husband. She lived back with her daddy and mommy. Says Gemara, Harei shahayso redufa leilech lebeis aviyah. Let's say she would always run to her father's house. Aisha hayo like kas beis bala, or she had anger with her husband. Aisha hayo bala chavish beis asurin, or if the husband was imprisoned. Aisha halach bala lemdinas hayam, or the husband went overseas. Aisha hayo bala zaken, or her husband is 163 years old. Ay chayla, or he's ill. Ay shay sa'akara, or she's barren. Uzakeno, or she's old. Ailena, she has no uterus. Uktana, she's a minor. Vahama pela sachamisas bala, or she miscarried after the husband died. In all the above mentioned cases, there's not a chance she's pregnant. Or vashena ruyalaylaid, she had some kind of surgery, so she can't have children. Kulan tsricha sahamten shosha chadashim devera meir. All of the above mentioned women have to wait 3 months. This is a pin Rameir. Rabbi Yossi Matir Liaris Venasmiyad. Rabbi Yossi allows to get do Erisin and then Nisuin immediately. Vamarav Nachar Mashmal, Halacha Krameir B'Gzeiroisav. Even though we know we don't follow Rameir, but by the Gzeirois we follow Rameir. So there are three exceptions when we follow Rameir. One is Ben Kachum Ben Kach Nekram Banim. One is we always follow Rameir by Hilchei Safros, Shal Sechuas Ginas Vradim. And number three, the few Gemaras in Ksubas, Halacha Kramer Bigzei Roisav. So if the Halacha is like Kramer Bigzei Roisav, that means we hold that when the rabbis make a decree, even if the reason doesn't apply, the decree stands. So if the rabbis made a decree that a woman who's nursing can't get married for 2 years, so even if the kid was given to a wet nurse, or that was weaned, then you should be allowed to. You should not be allowed to get married for 2 years. Says the Gemara, Amri Lei Lava Daitin. So these rabbis, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, said, "We didn't realize. we pashut didn't realize this brisa." That when that we paskin that a reason for, when there's a reason for gzera and the reason doesn't apply, the gzera still stands. We didn't know about this. Okay. The hilchasa, the halacha is mace. If the child dies, mutter, it's mutter. You're mutter to get married. Gemalasu, but if you wean the child, aser. Why? Very simple. Because if weaning the child means she could get married, she'll wean the child so she could get married. We don't want her to. But she's not going to kill the child. She's not, you know, she's a Jewish person. She's not, you know, she's not one of the cousins that lives, you know, in Be'eretz Plishtim. So she wouldn't do that to the child. Says the Gemara, Mar Baravashi, Amar Afilu Meis Nami Asar. Mar Baravashi says, even if the child dies, she can't get married. Why? Because if when the child dies, she could get married, maybe she'll kill the child. Dimakatli leva azla umintzaba. She might kill the child and get married. Says Gemara, Hava Uvda? Because there was a story, Vechan Kase, and a woman choked her kid. Says Gemara, Vlohi, this is not halachic, this halachically doesn't stand. Why? Hahi shoitavik, because the woman was a fool. She's out of her mind. But no normal woman would do such a thing. We don't have to be concerned of that. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Harei shenasnu la ben lahanik. Let's say a woman is hired to nurse. You know, people have all kinds of jobs. I got a call today from a guy. Emergency, I need to call. Why? He has a question about a kever that I visited. So I messaged him, you know, I don't know when you saw it. I went there 7 years ago. He needs to know right away. So why? Tells me, what does he do for a living? He says tehillim for people at kvarim. He travels to kvarim all over the world. And for $150, he'll say the whole tehillim for you, quickly. And slowly, he charges $700. That's what he does for a living. He could do it in an hour. I asked him how long it takes. An hour and 20 minutes, he could do the Tehillim. But it's quick. I said, how about slowly 7 hours? He did it. Yeah, anyway, it's a very chush of a thing. But, you know, they're different. People have different careers. And the Gemara says that what if a woman, she nurses for a living? Harei shenas nula ben lahanik. They gave her a child to nurse. She can't nurse along with the kid, her own kid, or a neighbor's kid, because she's going to run out of milk. Now, if you hire a woman to nurse, you got to feed her good food. You know, you got to stuff her up. You got to feed her, you know, kishka, and other very fattening and nutritious foods. You got to feed her. Meaning, part of the deal is she'll nurse the kid, you feed her. So Pascha Kima, what if you made up, you're going to give her, you know, a little, very little food. You're going to give her a banana for breakfast, a bag of, you know, a portion of tuna for lunch, and some kale for supper. She's going to faint after the 2 days. She's going to expire. So even though you made up a small amount of food, Oichelas Harbe, she could eat a lot. So Gemara is going to ask again, who pays for it? She should not eat bad things. So now the Gemara asks right away. Hashta bina amrit loy. Now that it says that her son, she can't nurse. Ben chavertami bai, doesn't it go without saying she can't nurse the son of her friend? Says Gemara, no. Her own kid, she's going to have mercy on, so she might nurse a lot. Her son, she's gonna have mercy on Mam Silei Tfei. So she's gonna provide him a lot of food. Ava ben Chaverta, her friend's son, Ilav de Havale Mosar, if she doesn't have extra, lay have a Mam Silei. She wouldn't have given it to her friend's son. You would think if she's nursing her friend's son, she's not gonna do it unless, you know, she's got extra milk. Kamash Malan, that she can't do even her friend's son. Now, Pascha Kimay Chalas Harbe. If she made up a little, she could even eat a lot. Mehecha, who pays for it? I'm Rav Sheshas Mishala. She pays for it. Because look, she took the job. She agreed to a paltry amount of food. But it means she wants the job. So once the job, she got to eat and do the job. She shouldn't eat bad things. My Nina, what are they? Help me out here. I'm Rav Kahana Kagoin Kashais. I wrote down some of the kashas are hops, v'chaziz, and grass.
Grain sproutings,
okay. V'dagim k'tan, small fish, v'adama, and earth. Avai amar filu kara, even...
Squash.
Kara is squash. V'chavusha, and kortsaya, Rashi says. What is that?
quince. It's like a type of an apple.
Q-U-I-N-C-E. Quince. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Kara Vikufra. Even date, soft date growths. That's
palm
a
shoots.
Palm shoots. Rashi says, Rach Koyre Rach Hagado Badeko. Kufra, small dates that are not ripe, Rashi says. Even these things. Ravashi Amar Afilu Kimcha Vaharsana. Kimcha is kutach, like moldy cheese. Vaharsana, and a type of fish.
It's a hash. They mix it together with brine and fat and flour.
Harsana is dogim, fish fried with flour and brine. Okay, thank you. Vaharsana. Minayu paskichava. Some of these things stop the milk. Minayu achrichava. Some of these things cloud the milk. Okay, you ready for this? A little bit further. De Meshamsha Berechai, a woman who has relations on a millstone, Havilhu B'nei Nichbi, will have epileptic children, Chas V'Shalom. Rashi says, Pishayun, they'll have this illness. Ravashi Amar Afilu, I'm sorry, Al Ara, De Meshamsha Al Ara, a woman who has relations on the floor, Havilhu B'nei Shmute will have children with long necks. The darka al rama the chamra, if she steps on the dung of donkeys, havle b'nei gerdani, she'll have children whose hair fall out. The achla chardala, a woman who eats mustard when she's pregnant, havle b'nei zalzalani, she'll have gluttonous kids. The achla tichli, if she eats cress, tichli is cress. Havilu b'ni dulfani, she'll have kids whose eyes drip. Da'achla munini, if she eats a lot of small fish, havilu b'ni mitzitzi, they'll have kids with, the eyes are flutter. Da'achla gargushta, so a woman who eats dirt, havlu b'ni mechuri, will have ugly children. Deshasya shichra, a woman who drinks beer, havlu b'ni uchmi, will have black children. Deachla bisra, a woman who eats meat, v'shasya chamin, that drinks wine, havlu b'ni bari, will have healthy children. Deachla be'e, a woman who eats eggs, havlu b'ni inani, will have children with big eyes. Da'achal kavari, a woman who eats a lot of fish, havlu b'nei chinani, will have charming children. Da'achal karpsa, what's karpsa?
Karpsa, is celery.
A woman who eats celery, havlu b'nei zivisani. If a woman eats celery, she'll have children that are radiant. The achla kusbarta, Rashi says, Aliandra Balaz. What's kusbarta? One second. What? Coriander? Okay, a woman who eats coriander, havalu b'nei bisrani, will have fat children. The achla esroiga, this is my favorite one, havalu b'nei richani, will have children of fragrant aroma. I would contend that custom, some women bite off the pitam, probably came from here, where if a pregnant woman eats an esrog, she'll have pleasant smelling children, which is always a good thing, you know, in case you have to skip a shower night. It's always good if the kid, you know, is of pleasant aroma. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you very much. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Do you think that have changed and that they don't apply anymore, or how would the rabbi explain this? But if I give my pregnant wife a bunch of bedroom, my kids are going to smell like perfume.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.